A local spa owner created a storm of controversy when a letter he sent to Oro Medonte Council, asking the township to consider implementing an excessive noise bylaw, went viral locally. On October 29, Veta Nordic Spa president and founder Erik Harkonnen sent a letter to the mayor and members of the council complaining about adult children and others in the spa neighborhood whom he said were using firearms for skeet shooting during the day. This obviously does not work for Veta and our customers, as we are creating a safe and tranquil Nordic spa setting, Harkonnen said in his letter. In the letter, Harkonnen also says he had received complaints regarding vehicles without a muffler that were driven near the spa's property on Line 3N in Oro Medonte. This again is hurting our business and the tranquil setting, he said. Some community members were angered by Harkonnen's letter and took to social media to voice their displeasure. The entitlement is disgusting and shows the lack of research that actually went into the development of this property, Emma Priestner commented on a Facebook post. The other amusing part is the owner trying to suggest steep penalties. Maybe do your research before building a spa? Her post was shared 259 times and was commented on 73 times. On a Facebook post published by RJ Motorsport, a Midhurst motorcycle repair shop, locals were encouraged to write to Oro Medonte's council and mayor to state how wrong this is to build a fancy spa in the country, then expect us all to change our way of life. Harkonnen said his letter to the township may have been perceived the wrong way, which has led to misinformation being posted on social media. Social media is absolutely completely crazy, he said. It's non-monitored, and it goes out of control. Harkonnen says he was never campaigning to target ATVs. He stressed his only gripe is with an abuse of using off-road vehicles without mufflers. We were never ever against recreational vehicles, he said. Just against people not using mufflers. Harkonnen says he doesn't have any desire to change the rural character of Oro Medonte. I'm a Northern Ontario, beer drinking, ice fishing, hunting, fishing dude, he chuckled. I'm almost of the type of fabric that they think I'm against. It's kind of funny. Harkonnen also says he never wanted any laws in regard to firearms changed. Rather, he said he just wanted to be a part of the conversation when it comes to using firearms near businesses and residential areas. There are 100 gunshots going off on a typical day on a Saturday, he said. We have to have a discussion about whether that should be allowed and practiced near residents and businesses. In a written statement to Aurelia Matters, Mayor Randy Greenlaw says the township has been notified by Harkonnen that he will not be proceeding with his request to have council possible bylaw changes related to his concerns. The township gratefully received extensive, constructive, and respectful communication regarding this matter, he said. Thanks to the public for their feedback. Greenlaw says he recently met with Harkonnen to discuss the issues and the reaction from the community. It became clear that his intention was never to encourage implementation of a noise ban throughout the municipality, Greenlaw said. It is important to remember the township will take a balanced approach for the benefit of all parties as we work with and build new businesses within Oro Medonte.